Yeah. I know there's others wanting to ask questions. Peter, first of all, I know you've spoken to us a couple of times.
Yeah.
We know that Mark was coming in. What are you hoping? What are your expectations? What are your aims now for Mark?
I think when there's any changeover in management, you're always concerned that the person you're going to bring in is perhaps just firefighting and there aren't any future plans. But I wanted to be a little bit more proactive. We were going through a very difficult stage here at the club. And, once that decision is made, I was totally focused on who I wanted, someone who'd got experience about getting clubs out of the position that we were in, and also someone there that could buy into what I wanted here at the club, which is to move into the new stadium and try and compete at Championship level and hopefully move between League One and Championship without struggling and worrying about going down to League Two. So, it didn't take me too long to find the ideal candidate. And like I say, I think I remember calling him and we met up the next morning outside a pub which was shut, which was quite interesting, stuck in a car park having a chat to each other. So, that couple of hours we spent there, I think we both bought into each other, and I think there's quite a lot that Mark wants that I want, and vice versa. So I think he's the perfect candidate to take us forward.
At least the pub being closed kept the expenses down, I suppose.
We only had a coffee each anyway.
What are the formalities of the deal? How long's the contract?
It's a 3-year deal, basically. I'm not going to talk about everything else inside there, but there is some protection for the club and some protection for Mark, of course there is. But basically it's a project to take us into the new stadium and establish there as a Category 2 football academy as well. So, it's a big project. It's a big blank canvas, he knows that, but he's well up for it.
That's fine from me. I've taken it over long enough. If anyone else, the press conference will continue. We'll stick with it for a few minutes here on BBC Radio Humberside.
It's a big project, Pete, you talk about, but it's an exciting one, isn't it, for Scunthorpe United?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. I think, as a club like ourselves, cannot go forward and be sustainable unless we've got some sort of basis from that. We all know that perhaps, we've run out of time here in the fact that we can't expand, really. We're now going to be part of a retail park come October, and we all know that's going to be an interesting first Saturday, I think. And we need to find somewhere different. We train away from here, our kids train away from here. What this does is give us an opportunity to actually move into a purpose-built stadium where all our footballers and all our team can be together. And I think that's a great start. And it's an exciting time as well for the town. I think if we can kick-start the Lakes project and the area around where we're going to move, it can only benefit the area.
Mark, if I can just come to you, Chris Sumter from the Scunthorpe Telegraph, the local paper. Watching at Gillingham then on Saturday, bearing in mind that you were watching a side that went into the game second from bottom in the division, were you surprised maybe by what you saw there?
I think I was encouraged. I think that's probably the key word. I think there's some reasons to be optimistic, and obviously there's areas for some work. I know that that coming in, it's not something that will surprise many, because you've seen the team more often than I have. I was encouraged by a lot of the things, and like I say, the one or two areas that you can identify, you pick up straight away, where you need a little bit of work. But that would be an ongoing thing. What the good thing is, we've got a lot of games left to put things right. So there's no panic stations yet. We've got to make sure that we put the right building blocks in place early to make sure that we're moving in a proper direction, and we'll do that.
And with the league position, it certainly seems like the sort of challenge that you can get your teeth into. It's one you've done sort of numerous times in your previous jobs.
Yeah, I think everybody points to that fact. I mean, people forget when I was at Rotherham, we had a 17-point deduction and a 10-point deduction, but we ended up building a squad that was capable of getting to the top of the league, which meant that Barnsley came along and poached me from there. I spent time at Barnsley when they were at the bottom of the league, because that's generally when you get in the jobs. Saved Barnsley in the first season. The second season we finished in the highest position that they finished for a long time. So that was a success story in terms of what we could achieve there. I went out of the game for a little while. I went and joined the Premier League, worked in the Premier League while the EPPP was going on, which gave me a real good grounding at grassroots and an understanding of what's happening at that level, which is, the Cat 2 thing's really exciting, because the new development will help and aid that. I think the catchment area is really good here. I think there's some good players already in the building, and we can maybe enhance that. And certainly the facilities won't help. They'll always help that. situation, because we've got to try and produce our own players as well. The same at every club. We moved on to Coventry in a similar situation, so you're right, but then we ended up just on the verge of the playoffs. I had Gary McSheffrey there at the time, so I know one or two people here. I've worked with Lee Turnbull as the chief scout for a while, whilst I was at Huddersfield, and then obviously Huddersfield in a similar situation. But the remit was different. Mm. You know, the remit there was save them in the first instance and then change the playing style in the second. So I've had a varying challenges at different levels, and managed them pretty well. I mean, last season we finished at Huddersfield, finished in a 14-year high position. So, you know, we're doing something right. I think that the next step for me is a promotion on my CV, and I think this club will give me that opportunity to do it. So I'm absolutely looking forward to it with gusto. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I think that the key for me is to get the right staff in place, make sure that we embrace the staff that are already here and help them develop, and we can help the players as much as we possibly can do to deliver the performances that we're going to need.
Can you tell us in terms of the staff front there that you've mentioned, do you sort of plan to bring in a number two here?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I think I will do that more or less straight away. And I'll look to maybe bring in one other member of staff, which will be a key component in terms of what I want to do. But I want them to sort of bridge a gap with a number of roles that they can do. So, yeah, but I'll take my time on one or two areas. But I want the staff in place as quickly as we possibly can to give us a chance to hit the ground running.
Can you tell us who they are?
Sorry. I could do, but I'm not going to.
Well, just on that one, will Andy Dawson have a role on that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think he's still a player. He's still only got a playing contract. I think it's really important that you try and help people. You know, he's come in to do a job and he's got a coaching role. So as long as he works hard, and I'm sure he will. I don't know him, but I've seen bits of him and I like it. You know, I like what I saw on Saturday. Both him and Tony Dawes have done a really good job with that, because it's a difficult situation to be in. They've embraced it, they've done really well, and they've managed to get a 3-0 win away at Gillingham, which is no easy feat. So yes, he'll have a role without a shadow of a doubt, and we'll try and help him develop as a coach.